An American treasure was lost in 2002 and should never be forgotten.
Mickey has said that if you're careful about it, you can purge your soul of these darker things and rejoice in your humanity.
The story of his timeless music and how it came to be.
And every time I hear his music, I don't care if I've heard them over and over and over, I still get that same emotional effect.
Chris, if Mickey Newberry were sitting here right now, what would you say to him?
I would probably have about a hard time saying it as I do right now. I would tell him I came home from a run to find my wife listening to Mickey. She'd been listening to about an hour and a half of it. She was in tears, and she said, "I understand why you love Mickey Newberry."
We're all building walls; they should be bridges. We're all building walls; they should be bridges. A grain of sand is all I ever wanted to be. Lay me down and let the water wash right over me. Oh, my daddy was a sailor. Tell me what you see, he said. Is the engine black or red, son? That's the loudest thing I've ever seen.
But Mickey made such a profound effect on me as a an artist that I was trying to be.
That's close friend Kris Kristofferson, and this is another friend and one of America's most respected music authorities and writers, Ben Fong Torres.
I know that Mickey Newberry has been compared with Stephen Foster and poets like William Blake and Dylan Thomas and romanticists and people like that.
But his daddy was an honest man. Just a red dirt Georgia farmer.
And it's all true.
His family.
I walked into a situation where within 2 or 3 days after getting married, we lived on the boat. And sitting in the living room on the boat would be, in one evening, would be Dottie West and Kristofferson and Hank Cochran and Willie. And they'd sit there and sing to each other or listen to Mickey's album. And I just couldn't believe that this kind of creativity, you know, all got together.
You were like Natalie. And I was James Dean. Doggone my soul, how I love them old songs. Ooh. Oh, Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. They call me a fool and a dreamer.
It is a summer evening in 1971. And if you were very lucky, you were in a certain folk club in Los Angeles where a bit of history was about to be made.
I was doing the Bitter End West in Los Angeles and started to do Dixie.
The creation of an American trilogy.
Wound up putting the whole thing together on the stage.
Oh, I wish I was.
There was energy in that room.
In the land of cotton.
I mean, it was like, I could feel this energy just like a wave of wind.
Old times there are not forgotten. Look away. Oh, I wish I was.
And a lot of people thought it was an anti-war song. Some people thought it was I got hate letters from the left and the right. It was taken to court in Missouri and all the way to the Supreme Court in Missouri. The week my record fell out of the charts, it was not allowed to be played until they ruled on it. And it was not played in Georgia. If Presley had not done it, it would never have gained the public acceptance that it has now. After he did it, you know, you could go to Vegas and everybody in the world was closing their show with it.
The recognition part, I think he's just got a sadness.
He seems to care more for his fans and his family and to his fellow performers and writers in the industry than he cares about himself. That's the mark of a truly singular talent and person.
On September 29th, 2002, Mickey Newberry passed into what he always described as a better world. Mickey Newberry was 62. Share this timeless music and the legacy of Mickey Newberry, an American treasure.